Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
Talk radio that you control, and 603-283-6160 is the phone number here. That's 603-283-6160. You can bring up whatever's on your mind or comment on what we're talking about. It doesn't matter. It's Free Talk Live, and that number is 603-283-6160. And with you in the studio tonight, you've got me, Bonnie,
Lori,
and Nikki.
And tonight on Free Talk Live, we have another story. We've covered just hundreds of them in my time, at least on Free Talk Live, of a group of people who, instead of coming up with their own solution, they're going to the government about their problems.
Typical.
Typical of a lot of different groups. This is from APnews.com. Says, adult dancers in Washington State want a stripper's bill of rights. Here's how it could help them.
A stripper's bill of rights.
And I just think that, it's so funny, like, that just the name of it.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm trying to, like, wrap my head around, like, what they're asking for.
Yeah.
I mean, like, I think there's, like, most strip clubs have a certain, like, etiquette that people need to follow or else they'll get kicked out. Like, I mean, typically, like, there's no touching unless you, like, pay for that. You know what I mean? Like, there's a certain level of expectation that people have to, like, uphold, like, to not get thrown out.
And it seems like that could be upheld privately. That's the thing.
Yeah.
And
to get the state involved in that is kind
of
like,
I also wonder if they're calling strange. It the stripper's bill of rights because, like, they want to call themselves adult dancers, which just sounds so weird because it's like, what, you're just the same thing as children's dancers but adult? No, like, it's different.
I don't know
it's
why it's offensive different. Anyway.
Yeah, just they say strip. Stripper. Yeah,
yeah,
right?
Like, that's,
they strip their clothes off.
Yeah.
Strippers.
Yeah. Yeah. And, like, also, like, it's very, like, there's pole dancing, right? So, like, pole dancing is a separate thing, or it can be. I think pole dancing can also be an aspect of stripping. But, to adult dancers, to me, it doesn't, not all strippers are prostitutes, but most of them are.
I didn't even know about that. Like, I wouldn't know.
Most of the
that.
Ones I know are at least doing some extra things for money, like, that's how you make the real money.
I only know one girl that was, like, my friend and was a stripper, and, like, I would talk to her about it, like, what's this like, blah, blah, blah. And then one guy, but gay guys are basically, like, open for business all the time. Well, I mean, maybe not all of them, but, like, most of the ones I know. But anyways, so I guess that was really offensive. But, yeah, I'm all for strippers. Like, they should be allowed to be a thing and everything. I just think it's ridiculous when any group goes to the government for enforcing their rights. And also, I just think there's so many language things recently that are so annoying. Like, oh, we have to call it adult dancing. You're doing a sexual job. It's like, at that point, who cares what you call it, you know? Like you said, stripper isn't offensive.
I mean, I think the state should mandate that we call them adult dancers. Like, that should be a law. That's, like,
that's
really
so
important.
Oh, my gosh. It's, like, people always say stripper. Like, somebody makes a joke, like, blah, blah, stripper involved. They're not going to say adult dancer. Like, you're never going to change it.
I don't even understand why it's offensive.
Me either.
Like, all these terms that we have to use, like, you can't call them a waitress anymore. Now they're servers. Like,
yeah,
everybody has these stipulations to everything.
I didn't know that was offensive.
Yeah.
Supposedly.
I guess. I don't know why any of that's offensive.
I don't
Me either.
What's the same thing with, like, prostitutes? Like, if you call them a hooker, it's like, I'm not a hooker. I'm a
sex worker.
Yeah, sex worker. But what's the other one? An escort. Like, no, I'm...
Oh, well, escort's different, though, because it could be someone who you just hired to go to a fancy dinner with you, and you didn't want to go alone. You wanted a woman's company. I guess men
can
do
it,
too.
That's more like that's more like escorting.
Yeah, but I feel like a lot of escorts probably, like, under the table, like, ought to do that stuff, too.
Yeah.
Maybe
I was under the impression that they were just, like, fancier...
Yeah, that's what I thought, too.
I think she's not the one that you find,
like, on, like, the homeless chick on the street, like, yeah. You know, she's the one
you take to the casino.
Yeah, she at least has a motel room to stay in.
I think that most of them probably are exactly what you're saying, but just, like, the definition is supposed to not be that. It's like, no, I go on dates with men.
And again, like, no judgment, I don't care.
No, it's awesome.
Well, yeah, like, if they want to do that, like, that's cool, that's fine.
My friend, who was a gay guy, he was always just like, Bonnie, if you started being, like, an escort, you could hook a senator or something. You could hook, like, somebody with lots of money.
That's a really nice compliment.
Yeah, that really is. I've held on to that, literally, because it's so funny and nice. Okay, but let's get into this. I'm wondering if they're going to call it a stripper's bill of rights, or if that's just what AP is calling it. It says, for months, Andrea studied for her master's degree in library sciences. Well, that's why you're a stripper. Library sciences? What? Okay, so
to be a librarian,
you have to go to school.
This sounds like a porn setup, right? Yeah. Like the sexy librarian.
And then the rapper helps her pay for her college tuition as she becomes a stripper. I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know if rappers are in porn, but it would be in a rap song definitely. It says for months, Andrea studied for her master's degree in library sciences between dancing naked at clubs in Seattle. But then she was sexually assaulted at work and slapped by a customer, and nobody stepped in to help. That sucks.
I mean, that sounds like that's an issue with the club.
Definitely.
I mean, they need to have security there. I don't think we need to, like, make a law that they need to have security, but I would assume...
That's already against the law.
That's a good point, yeah. I think the club should have, like, their own security and
better
it's weird.
Security.
And also, like, there, you know, there's other men there. No one stuck up for her. Like, that sounds like a weird, bad cultural thing.
Yeah, it sounds like a bad choice to work at that club.
Mm-hmm.
Like, is it a really gross, grimy club? I'd like to see a picture of it. And then I'd be like, you know, you'd be able to tell, like, yeah, I would never apply there or not. But... Now, she and hundreds of other strippers in Washington State are fighting for statewide protections that would be the most comprehensive in the U.S., according to advocates. Isn't she going to be, like, done doing this soon and be a librarian or whatever?
Maybe she's going to do both.
I mean, I don't know if that's actually to be a librarian. Library sciences, I've never before heard that in my life.
I would think so. Do you need a master's degree to be a librarian?
I would be shocked.
Maybe in Washington you do.
That's just ridiculous.
Washington seems like the type of state that would make you get a master's degree to be a librarian.
It's probably for, like, the upper echelon of jobs at the library, like, library director or whatever.
Yeah, maybe.
It's just crazy. Like, if it wasn't all government jobs, then you could probably just, like, be a normal person and, like, run a library, because it doesn't seem that hard. Like, you know, if you can do, like, your office stuff and... You know, get things done. Like a lady who runs a hotel right now, you think she can't run a library? Like, is it, you need a master's degree?
I mean,
no.
I don't know what it entails, but it definitely doesn't warrant a master's degree. I think most things don't warrant a master's degree.
Right. Like the general manager at a hotel, I'm just thinking that because that's like the jobs I've done most of my life is hotels, is probably doing just as much stuff with her less than bachelor degree. Than a library lady is doing. It's not like she's not like, you know,
Well, you know what? Now that I think of it, like in the public schools I went to, the librarian also taught classes. So, like, especially in elementary school, like we would go to the library and she would read to us and like kind of teach a whole class. So maybe like for something like that, they would want you to have a master's degree.
You don't need a master's degree to be just a regular teacher.
I think a lot of teachers do need a master's in education, depending on what grade you're teaching.
Yeah. Well, either way, I guess you. But then you would just become a teacher, right? Like, I don't know. We need to know what library sciences is. I guess I could search that while we're reading this. But
so we're like really stuck on this part, and it probably like doesn't actually have anything to do with the story.
I feel like it does though, because it's like, are you going to school for something completely stupid where you're like, listen, I need this job. I absolutely need this specific job, and it has to be this way for me, so the government has to help me. Or could you just go to like a different, could you just get in the workforce and not be broke? Could you just, you know, do anything else? Like, I hate when people make their own problems and make them everyone else's problem.
Yeah.
So.
I mean, they do it because they make good money.
Being a stripper, right?
Being a stripper.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Well, I know a lot of girls who, I mean, it was a great opportunity for them. Like, some, mm-hmm. I know some girls who strip and they're like, yeah, go into college or like whatever.
Buying a house, like, real young.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then I know other girls who it was like, you know, they weren't very smart. And like, this was the best opportunity they had to, like, make the most amount of money. And they're doing really well for themselves. Unfortunately, they're not, like, investing any of it. And they're just buying a lot of designer stuff. And all of this money is going to be gone soon. But, I mean, that's their right to do that, but so I've kind of seen both sides of the coin where you have like your stereotypical like dumb stripper, and then you have like really intelligent women who are like have an end goal inside, like they have a 5-year plan.
Yeah, crying about it though is a problem. Saying, yeah. Oh, I chose this line of work and now I'm going to cry because I don't like it. Then don't do it. Then don't do it.
Yeah.
Don't
yeah.
work at the club that you don't I like mean, or don't do the job or.
And I agree. Like, obviously, she shouldn't have been assaulted. Like, that's awful.
Right.
Like Lori pointed out, that's already against the law.
Against law. Yeah.
Already not okay to do. But I don't think they need a whole separate Bill of Rights. Like, I think the regular Bill of Rights probably yeah. just covers whatever, like, right. whatever they're asking for.
If the club's not doing proper security, then don't work there.
Yeah.
There has to be another one in Seattle.
Yeah.
yeah. As far as the library science thing, all I've learned so far Googling it says most librarian jobs, it's necessary to get a master's degree in library mm-hmm. science. And they're,
most of them? Like even like Keene
well,
Town Library?
See, this is like, these are all parasite jobs. Like, they're almost all government funded.
Yeah.
And like going to school is part of being part of the parasite culture. Like
yeah.
going to college for things that are unnecessary. Like here's some of the things it said that it entails. It says it's information studies. This field focuses on how to classify and use data or objects and emphasizes the importance of preserving knowledge and promoting literacy. And okay, that wasn't the thing I meant to read, but it was saying basically like, well, sometimes they're going to want to have to look for an item for somebody that's hard to come by, and other times they're going to need to look up historical documents. Like, seriously, you need a master's degree for that?
Right.
Like, I feel like I feel like I know more, like, I don't know. I've learned so many things just doing this job.
Yeah.
Just from having, like, my husband teach it to me or looking up YouTube
Yeah, like,
things.
A more, like, hands-on work environment. And I would think, I mean, if you're in the library, I mean, they got all those books. Just read some of the books.
You can learn anything now. I'm a big believer
Seriously.
That you could learn literally any job because we have the internet.
But there are these parasites called the teachers of library science that need you to go to that class so you can get a parasite library job. But back to the strippers. I just wanted to clarify that because it's just
I'm
so stupid.
I'm so shocked because, like, I spend a lot of time at the library because I'm a big book person, and it's always, like, young girls and old ladies that work there. Like, I've never seen, and I'm not trying to, like, discriminate against, like, my best friend got a master's degree when she was 21 years old. Like, I know you can be a young girl and have a master's degree and whatever, and old ladies can also hold master's degrees, but I would just, I don't know. It just didn't seem like.
Doesn't seem like you need to go.
It's more like what they're doing there.
For
like,
master's
yeah, it's like less
the
me, less me trying to profile them and more just me like genuinely like
wondering what you're doing.
Why do you need to spend like $100,000 on a master's degree to do this job?
Seriously, I feel like in a normal like uncoerced economy, you wouldn't make that much money being a librarian. Like, who really values you standing there and putting the book back on the shelf, like $100,000 a year type of job? Like, I'm not saying.
I don't think they're making that much.
I'm just saying, like, to make it make sense for you to have, like, a crazy master's degree debt.
Yeah.
It just doesn't
actually
make sense.
But it's the same thing with teachers. Like, they have to get a master's degree in education, and then they cry about making, like, $70,000, $80,000 a year. And it's
right.
like, okay, well, you should have done something different then.
Should have looked into it.
Yeah, like you could have Googled what's the median income of a teacher, insert state where you live.
I hate
you know what I mean? Like, that's
videos.
What I did before I went to college. I think I would have even spent like $20,000 on a degree before I knew like what investment I was making.
Yeah, it's like really scary when you see those videos, because I don't know if you're referring to like the actual videos of that happening, but people are like, I got a master's degree in education and like science, blah, 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 and I'm like a fifth grade teacher. I do this, blah, 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 and all the, not to mention all the unpaid work of grading or blah, 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 whatever. And I did the math. I'm making about $15 an hour. I could have done a waitressing job and made
yeah,
more.
Yeah,
and it's like,
but
well,
you didn't do the math before yeah. you went to college.
It's just
but
scary that those people
thing.
Are quote unquote teaching
but
quote
this,
unquote our children.
This goes beyond teachers though, right? Because
yeah.
this is a thing, like a cultural thing where like kids go to public school, they graduate from high school at 18 years old, and then like I know in my experience, I was pushed into, or like everyone that went to my high school was very heavily like indoctrinated and pushed towards college. It was like if
yeah,
you, they had an extremely high, the particular high school I went to, they had an extremely high rate of kids that moved on to college. And like that was very important for them to like uphold that, you know, like X amount of kids go to Ivy League schools, X amount, you know what I mean? Like, that was part of their reputation.
Hmm.
So they pushed all of us, like, you got to go to college, you got to go to college. Like, you cannot drop out.
That's basically just, like, all schools now. It's like, yeah. Oh, that is the thing you do. You go to college after that.
So,
don't you want to be prepared for college, blah, blah, blah?
And that's the thing. So then you're signing on for, like, a ton of debt,
mm-hmm.
and then, like, at 18 years old, I didn't know what, I mean, I guess I kind of did know what I wanted to do, but, like, not really. I was trying to, the first thing I wanted to study in college was, like, environmental science.
Yeah.
What would I have done with that degree? Not what I'm doing now, so I would have wasted, you know, maybe close to $100,000, or taken out student loans, and then not had a job in that field or got a job in that field and wouldn't have been happy. So I was better off, like, waiting until I was, like, 22, 23 and being like, okay, I'll go to nursing school because that makes more sense.
And it's just a fast track straight into the parasite class. That's why they do it. They push it on 18-year-olds who haven't, like, finished, like, their brain development, quote-unquote. I really don't know if I believe that. But, you know, 18-year-olds who aren't very experienced, I think that's what's more important than the, quote, brain development. So you're not very experienced in life, and you don't really know what your own values are, really, because your parents didn't raise you. The public school did. And now, like, in my case, I was like, oh, I'm going to become an accountant because I took an accounting class, and it was, like, pretty fun for me. I was like, I'll just become an accountant. If I had done that instead of, like, listening to my gut and being like, I just don't want to go to college yet, and I just mm-hmm. didn't, and I went and lived life, I would just be like a total parasite right now. All my opinions would be like handed down to me. I probably would have never had all the experiences with cops going after me that led to me being a libertarian, and I'd be like some kind of a Republican in Utah who was an accountant and believed that the IRS was necessary or something.
Yeah,
I'd be interested to know how many people go and get a degree for something that is then useless for their job.
A lot of
how many people
probably.
Like I'd like to know what the statistics on
you
that
mean,
are. Like how much is wasted in these degrees.
Do you mean like a degree that is required for those positions or just in general?
Just
like
a degree
how many
that someone gets and then they don't work in that field.
Oh, okay.
They can't find
probably
a job.
Probably a lot of them.
Yeah. I assume a lot.
Yeah.
I know plenty of people who say that that's what happened to them.
Mm-hmm.
And like I have a friend who got a master's degree in business, and it took her like a year and a half to get a good to get a job at all. Like obviously she was working her coffee job like in between, but like to get a job that required her degree, it took like a year and a half.
Trade
school's better.
Right.
Oh, absolutely.
Cheaper.
I briefly mentioned my best friend that got her master's degree when she was 21 years old, which is, you know, very young to finish grad school. So obviously she had a 4.0 GPA. Like she had a photographic memory, like extremely smart, very good work ethic. Like she had everything going for her, right? It took her years to find a good job in her field that was well-paying, you know what I mean? So it's like even like, you know, the top performers are even in, I mean, marketing and business, I mean, that's what her degrees were in. Like, that's pretty, it's not like gender studies or something or like history, like something that you would expect to have a little bit more of a challenging time with. Those are like, if you're going to college, most people will give you the advice, get an MBA. Like, that's a great thing to study in college. But that's what she did, and she still had a hard time finding a job because the market is just flooded with people who had more experience than her.
I was in a line at a Korean market, so cute, in San Antonio called Seoul's, and or Seoul, like the city. And I was with that friend that I was just telling you about, who also got an MBA and was like saying that it was had been like a year and she hadn't got a good job, and she was like complaining about that to me. And the lady behind us, she was so nice. She was like, my son is going through the same exact thing. Give me your stuff. And she wanted to pay for my friend's stuff. And she's like, no, but thank you. And so, yeah, I feel like it's like a really common thing. The same thing happened with her brother. I don't know what he got his degree in, but it was the same exact thing. He moved back in with their parents.
Yeah. And even that, I mean, like I said, like when, you know, an MBA is like a pretty, if you're going to get a degree, like that's a pretty, you know, decent degree to get, right? That's like a normal good thing to study, I would think, and even those people are having a difficult time finding a job.
The thing about it is, like, I also know a group of boys from my class, so that girl I'm telling you about was from my class in San Antonio, and there's also a group of boys that were in my class who, during high school, started trading on Forex and saved up money doing odd jobs, whatever, and they started their business, moving business, like, the second they graduated. They are literally running a business and already making money and not in debt.
Yeah.
And they didn't get a business degree. They just figured all that out.
But I think also, unfortunately, the sense of like entrepreneurship is totally, like, for most kids, especially ones that are going through the public school system, like that is being not only like not taught in public school, but it is actually actively being stripped out of them. I think naturally most human beings have like an entrepreneurial spirit. And would, if little kids, they're like, yeah, let's start a lemonade stand or whatever. Yeah. Like, you know, they're more likely to like, oh, I'm going to make bracelets and I'm going to start my own business. Like, that's how kids think. They're not like, oh, I'm going to go work for whatever, like for this other person. Like, they naturally kind of want to do their own thing. And they're like very creative in that way. And I think in public school, and especially like the push towards college, it's like, don't do that. That's a waste of time. Like, that's so risky. Like, don't you want to just work for somebody else and have benefits and collect a salary? Like, doesn't that sound so much better? Yeah, you'll have to work 70 hours a week and you'll have no freedom, but
until you're 70 years old.
Yeah, and then and then by the time you retire, you're going to be so sick from all the stress that you endured in your job, and you know, even though you missed your kids growing up and all this, like, isn't that just so much easier?
What is retirement age now? 68?
I don't even know.
I don't know.
I think it's 68.
It depends.
I think it went up recently, right? It was 64.
Yeah, I know. I think it's 68 now, and like the average life expectancy for an American is 76 years old.
It's going down, yeah.
So you get 8 years
of freedom.
Of freedom.
That's freedom. Terrible.
That's awful.
Yeah.
603-283-6160. It's Free Talk Live. We're talking about the Stripper's Bill of Rights when we come back. Don't go anywhere. More Free Talk Live coming up.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
U.S. USA News Update. Five Marines are still missing following the discovery of a Marine helicopter that went missing in California. The helicopter was found in Pine Valley Tuesday night, just about 40 miles east of San Diego. It was conducting a training flight from Creech Air Force Base near Las Vegas. Proclaiming himself as pro-life Superman, a man climbed the Las Vegas Sphere on Wednesday to gather funds for a pregnant woman. Mazan Deschamps shared footage on his Instagram profile.
Hey guys, I'm here on top of the Sphere. I guess they're going to make me go through the top.
Deschamps executed a comparable stunt in Phoenix during last year's Super Bowl week. Southern California is bracing for more rainfall and mountain snow this afternoon and into tonight. The area is still grappling with the aftermath of a Pineapple Express system that brought record-breaking precipitation and triggered nearly 500 landslides. John Schaefer, USA News.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
Is the phone number here. You can call in with whatever's on your mind. That is 603-283-6160. And Free Talk Live is brought to you by Dash, digital cash. In addition to being one of the world's first cryptocurrencies, Dash was the first crypto project with a decentralized autonomous organization that to this day continues to improve and promote Dash. Thanks to the Dash DAO for sending us 32 Dash per month for this sponsorship. It's easy to get and use Dash. You can learn more at Dash.org. That's Dash.org. And with you in the studio tonight, it's me, Bonnie,
Lori,
and Nikki.
And we were talking before the break about the Stripper's Bill of Rights. That's right. In Washington State, a group of adult dancers, as you're supposed to call them, have put this thing together called the Stripper's Bill of Rights that they want the government to enforce for them. And the only reason I really find it relevant, I'm not here to put down or be mean to strippers, like whatever, I don't care if somebody's a stripper. It's just always like a funny word, you know, I don't know. So it just like makes me make jokes. But either way, like you can be a stripper and it's fine and I won't judge you, but I will judge you if you want to use the government against others when you could just do things in a voluntary and peaceful way. So these people, it starts off telling the story of this girl named Andrea. She was going to college for library sciences. But between classes, she was dancing naked at clubs in Seattle, and then she was sexually assaulted at work and slapped by a customer, and nobody stepped in to help. Now she and hundreds of other strippers in Washington state are fighting for statewide protections that would be the most comprehensive in the U.S., according to advocates. We shouldn't be verbally abused for just doing our job and existing. Oh, okay, hold up. You don't have to be a stripper to get verbally abused at work. Like,
yeah,
lots of people get verbally abused at work. Like, try just being a regular customer service person.
I know, yeah, try being, like, I mean, so the jobs I've worked, like, being a waitress or a nurse, like...
Oh, I bet, yeah.
The majority of my job was getting verbally assaulted. And it's like, yeah, you can stick up for yourself in an appropriate way, but, I mean, I have never been sexually assaulted or, like, I mean, I've been physically assaulted at work. And one of my coworkers at my nursing job actually did kind of get sexually assaulted, not, like, raped or anything, but, like, somebody, like, an intoxicated man, like, very inappropriately grabbed her. But we're not like, oh, we need a nurse's bill of rights. We're just like, okay, this is inappropriate, and, you know, you let management know, and then, you know, you handle it within the confines of, like, your employer is supposed to handle that, and you're supposed to, like, kind of do it within that way. You're not, it just seems like kind of ridiculous, like, to make a whole, you know, like, state legislation over, it just seems redundant too, yeah, because most of this is already
illegal.
Like, you're not allowed to sexually assault people. That's against the law. You're not allowed to physically assault people. Like, most of these things, I mean, like, what extra?
Now it's going to be extra illegal.
Yeah, like, oh, you're just going to, like, slap another charge on somebody. So it's like, okay, well, if...
Oh, no.
You get, like, the extra stripper sexual assault charge.
And she just
I hope that's not
it.
What it is, because I hate it has, so
it
much.
It has to be,
like,
right?
Hate crime.
Like, a hate crime, yeah.
Oh, yeah, because they want to become a group.
I mean, it already is a crime.
Yeah.
You must not love
it's
them.
It's a double crime.
Like, you must not love somebody if you're committing a crime against them. So why do we need an extra added...
It makes it thought crime. It is literally thought crime.
Yeah. No, because that's the thing. It's like, how can you prove that person is committing that crime against somebody because they're gay or they're black or whatever? I mean,
maybe it's just coincidental.
It could be a coincidence, yeah.
And even if you hate strippers and you do the crime against them, you still should only be punished for what you did, not what you think.
Yeah, like what your intentions are. Yeah, it seems not...
That's
right.
Just so Orwellian, like, in your brain, going after your thoughts, literally. So she talks really ghetto, too. It's like, you want to be a librarian? She says, we shouldn't be verbally abused for just doing our job and existing. That was Andrea, who has seen a DJ at one club harass dancers if they don't tip him enough. The dancers have to tip the DJ? Like, what? I never understood this, because I've always heard, like, you have to, like, pay a certain amount to strip that night, and then hopefully you make it back. And I'm just like, that's such a weird job.
Oh, like, they're renting? I didn't know that was a thing. Like, they have to, like, rent a space?
Yeah, and even their own drinks. Like, you don't, or, like, I don't know, maybe you don't want to be drunk doing it, but you also don't want to be sober. So, like...
Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't do that sober.
Right, the one stripper I knew was, like, you don't want to, like, do it sober, but you got to pay for your own drinks, so you don't want to, like, with your, like, basically
that's
rent...
That's weird.
I don't know if it's
I
rent,
I really
but.
Didn't think it was like that.
Well, she said that in San Antonio, there was a place that wasn't like that, but it was crappy, but when she went to Las Vegas,
so maybe,
all the
like,
nice ones
the
were
nice
that way.
The nice places you kind of have to, like... Huh, I really didn't think it was like that. I thought it was just like...
And the other thing she
I knew
said,
you had to give them a cut, obviously, but I didn't think that you had to,
I guess
to,
that's
like,
what it is. I don't know if maybe. It's rent, but... And this was, like, years ago that I asked her about, like, what's it like, blah, blah, blah. And one thing she said that, like, I already never wanted to be a stripper, but this, like, solidified it to me. She was like, you won't ever make money unless you're, like, doing a bunch of lap dances. Like, you won't just make money being up on the stage and not being touched.
And no. Yeah, and I know girls who told me, like, you will not make money unless you're essentially, like, prostituting yourself.
Huh.
Obviously, I don't think every club is like that, but some of the local clubs, clearly, a lot of those girls are doing a little extra.
That's so crazy.
But, you know, she has a Louis Vuitton, so...
Oh, that makes it okay. Well, I mean, you know, it's okay as in you can do whatever you want, but I wouldn't do that for a crappy piece of leather. But anyways, so she says, we shouldn't be verbally assaulted and abused Sorry, verbally abused just for doing our job and existing. Just like internet talk, you know? That's all. She avoids the club. Oh, sorry. She talked about that DJ that would harass dancers if they don't tip him enough. She avoids the club if he's there, said the 24-year-old, who would only use her first name. The Associated Press does not identify people who say they have been sexually assaulted. Known as the Stripper's Bill of Rights, so I guess they are calling it that, proposals being considered in the legislature would require a security guard at each club. I'm shocked that there isn't one, naturally, like that doesn't just happen. Keypad codes to enter dressing rooms. Why can't you just, like, start your own club at this point? Just start your own club that you hire a security guard for and put keypads on dressing rooms. Or just go talk to management and be like, I would be more comfortable if you guys did this.
I'm surprised they're not already doing that.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, girl, and that's the thing. Like, really, like, the market should demand this. Like, the girls should put their foot down and say, hey, this isn't appropriate. Like, we have creepy guys walking into the dressing room. And I'm being, like, assaulted. Like, you need security or else we're all going to boycott your club and we're not going to work here anymore.
I find it hard to believe that they don't have security already. Even I think little dive bars have security.
Right. Yeah. No kidding. So,
I mean, like, at the very least, they want to deal with drunk people.
And, you know what this is going to be like? Because we did another story. I forget where it was out of. I feel like it was out of Texas, maybe. But, the woman needed to hire, like, the local police. Like, they introduced legislation where she was forced to have the local police do it. Like, she couldn't even choose her own security.
Yeah, the owner had to do that.
Yeah.
That was in Minneapolis.
Like a mafia.
Oh, okay, Minneapolis. Mm-hmm. So I feel like this is going to turn into this where they're going to, like, dispatch Seattle police officers to do, like, strip club security.
Oh, overpaid. I mean, overtime. That's what they were doing in Minneapolis. I think that law isn't a thing anymore, but that would totally be their answer. Like, the government's going to be so we'll give you a police officer. Even better, right? And they're going to be like, in Minneapolis, that lady was saying they were, like, totally disinterested, like, sitting in their cars, like, not listening to her. They're like, you're not the boss of me. I'm getting paid anyway.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, my God. That's such a good point. So it says, another thing is training for employees on preventing sexual harassment, oh my gosh, and procedures if a customer is violent. It would also require training on how to de-escalate conflict between dancers, employees, and customers, and signs stating that dancers are not required to hand over tips to the DJs. That's so weird.
I mean, and that's, again, like, another, like, kind of cultural thing of the club. Like, because I've worked at restaurants where we tip out bussers and food runners and stuff like that and bartenders. And I've worked at restaurants where we were responsible for those things and we didn't tip people out or they just got paid, like, a regular hourly wage and we didn't tip them out. So it's like, if you don't want to tip people out, then work somewhere where you're not required to tip people out. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And even it's like, okay, if, like, a busser, for example, I wasn't forced to tip those guys out, but if I want them to bus my tables for me tomorrow night, you know I'm going to give them a good tip.
Mm-hmm.
But if I didn't give them a good tip, they're not going to help me, and they're going to help all the other girls that are actually paying them.
Wow, I've never worked at one like that.
Yeah, it was just like a cultural thing within the restaurant where it's like, and this is just life, you know what I mean? Like, we don't need laws and regulations to, like, force people to do certain things. It's like, you have the freedom to choose what club you work at and whether you're going to tip people out or not.
And the strip
clubs, that's a really weird thing to ask for a law to be made about.
Right.
Like, yeah, tipping out? Are you kidding me?
I want you to make a law so I don't have to pay the DJ. That's so weird and childish.
To put signs up to say that you don't have to tip the DJ.
Instead of like growing a pair and saying to him, like, listen, I don't think I should have to tip you. Like,
yeah.
Oh, he's going to harass me. Is harassing you being like, hey, where's my tip at? Or is it like, is he following you home and being like, you didn't tip me? You know, like, I feel like girls will call anything harassment at this point. Like, if she's not calling it sexual assault, she's calling it harassment. It's probably absolutely nothing, you know? Otherwise, she'd be like, it was assault. Okay, anyways, it is a legal licensed business operation in the state of Washington, being a stripper. So the people who work there deserve our attention and our respect and the protections that every other Washington worker gets, said Democratic Rep. Amy Whalen, who sponsored the House bill. The Senate is considering a similar bill. The bills are the culmination of 6 years of advocacy work by Strippers Are Workers, a dancer-led organization in Washington, in response to wide regulation gaps for strippers at the 11 clubs across the state. There's only 11 clubs in the state, said Madison Jack Wu, its campaign manager. But those regulation gaps extend beyond Washington, and during those 6 years of work by Strippers Are Workers, only one other state added worker protections for adult entertainers, according to the National Conference of State Legislatures. In 2019, Illinois started requiring that adult entertainment establishments, along with other businesses, have a written sexual harassment policy. That same year, Washington added a few initial regulations, including panic buttons and blacklists for customers. It's just like, I don't know, plenty of other places just naturally do that. Like, there's panic buttons in hotels. You know, you don't have to ask.
Yeah, or like a bank. You know what I mean? I don't think that that's a state law, though.
Yeah, I don't think it has to be a state law, necessarily. I've never heard it was, at least. And I'm just saying, like, plenty of other places do it.
Yeah.
And you don't have to make the government force them to.
Yeah. Well, typically, if it's a good idea, you don't have to force people to do it.
Yeah. It says, the list by NCSL... I don't know what that is at the top of my head right now. Oh, the National Conference of State Legislatures. They didn't make that obvious. The list by NCSL doesn't include bills focused on age minimums or human trafficking, a criminal industry whose victims are often recruited to work in U.S. strip clubs. You know, they call, like, anything human trafficking at this point, too. Like, if somebody's like, sure, I'll go over to the next state and have sex with your friend Jeffrey Epstein, it's suddenly... You know, and I'm freaking 18 years old, and yeah, I want to be a model, so introduce me to your famous rich friend. All of a sudden, that's human trafficking now. It's just like, if so many, like, consensual things are, quote, human trafficking
or
now.
Or, like, rape, yeah.
But human trafficking is, like, a huge one recently. I feel like they know that they can't just, like, call everything rape, so they're calling a lot of it human trafficking, and it's just like, doesn't that kind of water down the idea of, like,
absolutely.
Oh, somebody who was, like, stolen from their front yard and forced to have sex,
and
like,
that's
tied
the thing.
Up?
Yeah, it's, like, almost making a mockery of, like, these real, like, awful things that are happening to people, because then, like, when someone's like, yeah, I was human trafficked, or I was raped, or whatever, it kind of, like, it takes away, I don't want to say it takes away from the validity of their story, but then it kind of...
It makes people not care.
Yeah, exactly.
Because they get overwhelmed with hearing about it, all these insignificant things that people are calling human trafficking.
Yeah.
That's very true. I feel like it's almost like, it's like an insidious negative thing that they're trying to do. You know, when they make everything sexual harassment, they make everything rape, they make everything human trafficking. It's just like, I feel like there's no way you can really objectively look at that and feel like you're trying to do something good for those people who are victims of those actual things. If you're really, like, intelligent, at least. Says there have also been efforts at the local level, including a bar in Los Angeles and a strip club in Portland, Oregon, where dancers voted to unionize. And in a 2014 decision with statewide implications, the Nevada Supreme Court ruled that dancers at one Las Vegas club are employees and are entitled to a minimum wage and other protections. And, you know, it sucks for the dancers because it's like they probably got locked out of options that maybe were more risky but made them way more money. Because if you're an employee, then you don't get to do all these other things. It's the same thing that happened with Uber. Like, some people don't want to have to work 40 hours a week. They want to do a side business 10 hours a week Uber Eats thing. But in, like, I think New York City, maybe even Austin, not Austin. Austin, they talked about it. In New York City and, like, California, they made it to where, like, oh, no, Uber Eats drivers are employees.
So you have to be, like, a W-2?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's weird. So you can't just be, like, a private contractor, or not a private contractor, but... Because typically with that job, you would think, like, oh, you're just a contractor, you get a 1099, whatever.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And within that, it's like you owe less to the company, actually. So it's like, okay, yeah. And it's like forcing them to give you benefits and all this. That doesn't really... I'd think, like, if you're doing something like Uber Eats, like, you might not care about benefits. You
exactly.
Know what I mean?
And that's, like, the point. Like, that's the whole point. Like, when I was doing Uber Eats, the point was... I don't want to be stuck in a job. I want to go get a job, and if I don't like it, quit that day and have money the very same day.
Yeah, you want, like, the freedom. Because, yeah, in positions like that, like Uber Eats, like that, or Uber, whatever, that's a part of the appeal of it, is the freedom of it. You make your own hours. Once you're a W-2 employee and once you, like, work for somebody, then you owe them all sorts of, you owe them a certain number of hours, and, you know, it
exactly.
Just really, yeah, it takes from, like, the whole reason why.
Well, I'm honestly surprised that she gets this, but she doesn't get the other stuff. So that the head of that strippers are sex workers, whatever, I said it earlier,
the union?
The
organization?
Yeah.
The organization for strippers?
In Washington.
Strippers,
workers?
Right?
Strippers or sex workers?
Strippers are workers, I think.
Oh, strippers are workers, yeah.
Strippers are workers. Zach Wu said, many strippers don't want to become full-time employees. This job is all about flexibility and trying to make it your own, she said. The bills in Washington would apply to all strippers, no matter their employment status. And it's like, once you give them power to the government over this, like, you're not going to always be the one in charge of strippers are workers, blah, blah, blah. You're not going to always be the one making the decisions. So maybe one day they're going to make decisions you don't want. If you want to get the government involved, it's like getting the devil involved in your employment.
People don't get that, though. And we see that, like, with so many industries. Like, you were just talking about, like, Uber Eats and, you know, and, like, we even see that, like, I mean, for example, like, the midwives in New Hampshire, like, they're, like, clinging on to all of these regulations in their licensure because it makes them feel safe, but really it's, like, restricting their freedom to practice. And, like, you know what I mean? So, like, there's so many industries where people are like, no, we need all of these regulations, and we need all of this structure, and we need all of these laws, and, you know what I mean? Like, and it really just takes from the actual field. Like, it just makes...
It's the stupid, risk-adverse people ruining it for everyone else.
Yeah. Yeah, and it's like, just take responsibility for your life.
And that's basically all I have to say about the strippers' Bill of Rights. I think it's just really stupid. And one thing that comes to mind is whenever people talk about, like, oh, I didn't learn anything, like, a lot of times libertarians have this conversation. Like, I've had it more than one time in New Hampshire where people are like, I didn't really learn anything in high school. And I'm like, yeah, me either. But the main thing I remember learning, seriously, like, the main thing is in social studies classes, it'd be like, okay, guys, so who is really bad in, like, the 1900s, the robber barons. Yes, and what did the robber barons do? They had businesses and they made people work too much. So then, oh, well, the unions come around. Well, this is something I learned every single year in different states, too.
Yeah.
And they'd be like, so then they came around. Then the people got smart. They formed unions.
Yeah.
And that's the only reason why there aren't big, bad robber barons.
Yeah, I don't remember, like, robber barons, but I do remember the unions, and it was like, yeah, unions are good, and, you know, rights, obviously, like, rights are good, but since I grew up in New England, it was more in regards to, like, the mills.
Yeah, like, this is, like, factory. Where it was happening.
Yeah, yeah, so, like, the factories and stuff.
It was, like, all the north where it started happening because it was already industrialized.
Yeah. Yeah, so, like, all of the factory workers and, like, the children, like, oh, we can't have children. God forbid children work. Like,
that's
we
a huge
can't
part of
have,
it.
You know, we need laborers and union, you know, like, whatever. We need unions so we don't have child labor and all that.
And I feel like that is just, like, a bunch of mind control that was seriously pushed on me. Like, I feel like that was, like, the number one thing I remember being pushed on me, like, more than, like, you know, math in high school. And in, like, middle school. And I feel like that's why people think that, like, this. They're so stupid. They're like, otherwise Elon Musk would rule the world and make us all be, like, slaves to him. So we need to form unions and, like, you know, ask the government to force things on the people who run businesses. It's like, you can also choose who you work for, you know?
That's the thing.
Like, you get yourself stuck in a position where you can't because you created a union.
Yeah, it seems like a lot of people are just really, it comes back to the self-responsibility.
Mm-hmm.
People do not want to take actual responsibility for their actions, and they want the state to do it for them, essentially. And then all of these people have a hero complex, like these strippers, like that girl, like you mentioned, like she's getting a master's degree. How much longer is she going to be a stripper for?
Yeah.
Probably not that much longer, but she thinks she's better than all these other girls, and she has a massive hero complex, and she's going to save all of these girls and using the government and, you know, we're gonna do it the right way and we're gonna vote and we're gonna create a stripper bill of rights and I'm gonna save you all. And really, it's gonna take a lot of the freedom out of that position.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
And then girls who are younger than her that want to become a stripper to get out of some crappy dead-end job they have and who don't have money to go to college or, you know, you're going to have a master's degree to become a stripper. Sorry. It's ridiculous. But, Lori, you had a story that I thought was really interesting that we could get into at least a little bit before the break. Apparently, there's a secret, like, hidden lair where imprisoned people are being forced to make food, and it'd be some of our most favorite surprising brands, apparently, are enslaving these people.
This article is from APnews.com. The headline is, "Prisoners in the U.S. are part of a hidden workforce linked to hundreds of popular food brands. A hidden path to America's dinner tables begins here, at an unlikely source, a former southern slave plantation that is now the country's largest maximum security prison. Unmarked trucks packed with prison-raised cattle roll out of the Louisiana State Penitentiary, where men are sentenced to hard labor and forced to work for pennies.
It used to actually be a place where, like, African slaves were in Louisiana in, like, the 1800s.
And now it's a prison that uses slave labor.
Wow. I mean, what are the odds of that? Probably pretty good. They probably did it on purpose.
Probably. They love stuff like that, like, hidden meaning and, like, connecting things.
Yeah.
They think they're so smart. They, them, those. So where men are sentenced to hard labor and forced to work for pennies an hour and sometimes nothing at all. After reveling down a country road to an auction house, the cows are bought by a local rancher and then followed by the Associated Press another 600 miles to Texas slaughterhouse that feeds into the supply chains of giants like McDonald's, Walmart, and Cargill.
Wow.
Intricate invisible webs, just like this one, link some of the world's largest food companies and most popular brands to jobs performed by U.S. prisoners nationwide, according to a sweeping two-year AP investigation into prison labor that tied hundreds of millions of dollars worth of agricultural products to goods sold on the open market. They are among America's most vulnerable laborers. If they refuse to work, some can jeopardize their chances of parole or face punishment like being sent to solitary confinement.
Oh my gosh.
They are also often excluded from protections guaranteed to almost all other full-time workers, even when they are seriously injured or killed on the job.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. Well, they're prisoners. What rights do they have? None. You did something wrong, so now you're not a person anymore.
That's so terrible. That seriously needs to be abolished, because the 13th Amendment leaves that wide open, where slavery is still legal in the United States as long as you're a prisoner. 603-283-6160. You can call in with whatever's on your mind. More Free Talk Live coming up.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunnyvae heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunnyvae heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunnyvae heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line.
They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.